Well, 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 it's Christmas Day. Who would have believed it? Who would have believed it could be possible? It's Christmas Day. What you got? What's your main present? What's your best present? Important question. How you gonna throw it away? How you gonna throw it away? How you gonna throw it away? How you gonna throw it? How you gonna throw it away? Which presents are you gonna throw away? If not now, then in a few months' time. Virtually all of them. Brilliant. I love creating landfill. Of course not. Of course not. I'm sure everyone this year has bought you something really useful. Like cash. And the weekly food shop. Because that's what we all secretly want, isn't it? As a present, that's all we want. Cash, the weekly food shop, maybe someone to clean the house. And wank me off. Happy Christmas. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me £500. Brilliant. Best present ever. Imagine if someone had got me £500 in cash as a present. Best present ever. So much better than any other present. Cash. My dad once opened a present from me. It was a jazz CD, because I know he likes jazz. And the one thing we did when I was a kid together, apart from Crown Green bowling and drinking, was he would take me to the jazz festivals. So we did the Birmingham and Brecon jazz festivals, major jazz festivals in the UK. And so one Christmas, I bought him this CD. And he opened it up and he said, Oh, I don't like trad jazz. Which seems cruel, doesn't it? But not at all. It's a lesson in honesty from my father. Thank you. Thank you. I don't like that. Please have it back. Please take it back. Far better, you know, otherwise it would have just been landfill and I'd have been none the wiser. Take it back. And you can use this, as I have done. Because for 20 years since that happened, every time, and I mean every time I've opened up a present from anyone, I've made sure in advance they know this story. And as I'm opening it, the present from them, I say, I don't like trad jazz. And it's both a joke, but it's also a bit of a superstition now that I'm not going to be receiving something. Shit. Which, as I say, I would immediately make it clear to them it was shit and happily return straight into their hands. You know? Now, the thing is, though, Nathan, what present can I buy you? You're so difficult to buy for. I hear this fucking shit. Can I buy you, Nathan? You're so difficult to buy for. You know what I've always thought when somebody said that? Yeah. That's just an excuse for your poor imagination. But I get it, you know? Unless I make it clear what I want, then you'll end up getting me something I throw away. So let's make it very clear. If you want to be my true love, this is what my true love should get for me. 12 cleaners cleaning, 11 bags of shopping, £10,000, 9 maids are wanking, £800, 7 hours of cleaning, 6 geese of fucking, £5,000, £400, £3,000, £200, and a trad jazz CD covered in child's tears. Because if Christmas is about anything, it's about family and nostalgia. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you got what you wanted and or what you deserve. Have a lovely day. Now let's get this first present opened. Oh, I wonder what it is. Oh, a partridge in a pear tree. Jesus, are you high? What a load of old shite. Landfill, throw it away. Throw it away. All you need is love. Love, love, love. Lots of love to you all. Happy Christmas. Love, and of course, cash.